We'll take two more. John Liu.
We'll see, Charles. Sunday, Joel. What was the energy like amongst your players this morning with Brendan and Kerry being a part of the regular skate in anticipation of playing in their season finale?
Yeah, hey, John, it's a good question. It's been good timing. We've played 4 games and 5 nights with travel. We had guys that play NHL game. We've been short in staff a lot of the games up front. We even had some defensemen that to play the forward position. So they're coming at the right time. Now it's going to be 5 and 7. We had a day off yesterday. So it's a good timing. Like I said in French, it's a bit of a reward for our guys that have been outstanding this year with the performance and the adversity and everything we had to go through. So it's kind of fun to be part of, them going back on the ice and getting prepared for the NHL playoffs. So it couldn't be a better timing. And sometimes you say good things happen, the right group. And this is definitely happening to the right group. They've been outstanding all year, attitude wise and performance wise. So I think it's fun.
If you're saying that you're not going to make any decisions with hesitation with respect to the two NHL players in your roster, I guess good luck convincing them to let up too. They want to be ready for the for the series starting on Thursday.
Brendan Gallagher plays in the NHL. It's not luck. It has nothing to do with talent. It's will. It's character. It's engagement. Every time I've showed clip about the Habs for our young player and stuff to do and stuff that he's a lot in those clip for the reason that he plays hard, and that's why everybody loves him, and that's why Mark's giving him the contract. You don't get those contracts just because you're a nice guy. You get your contract as a competitor, and he is. So he wants to be ready. He came in early in the morning, came in the office, shake our hand. He's business. He's ready to go. He knows what's ahead. He's getting prepared for it. He's not taking this slightly. Same thing for Carey Price. You're not the goalie that he is with his pedigree, just being a guy. You have to have a package, an attitude. And obviously they're here because they realize that, ultimately it's their decision. It's a partnership with them. And they're coming here because they know it's what needs to be done, to get to the next step. So, hey, you know what? Credit to the guys. And this morning they were really business. The guys that they have routine, they have protocol in their play, they check their box, they're pro. Mm-hmm. They see this as, part of their rehabbing going back with the big club.
Merci, Joel.
Merci, John. A last question, last but not least, Amy Johnson, the AHL Report. Amy, you're up.
Thanks very much, Charles. Good morning, Joel. Just two questions for you. First off, it is the final game of the season for your group in a season that's been unlike any other. What do you want your guys to take away from tonight's game and concentrate on?
Oh, Amy, it's I want them to just have good games, all of them, and play the way they can because they've been outstanding. I mean, this morning it just made me realize how great they are. And through all we had to go through, which a lot of people don't see all the time, and obviously it's normal, they've been outstanding. It's been a special group to coach. Me and Dan, how many times we said how lucky are we, and all the work that was done with them 3 years ago is like kind of what it is right now. This everybody's telling me it must be difficult. It's difficult. It wasn't difficult this year. Winning is hard, don't get me wrong. It was everything we did in the back, but they've been outstanding. The adjustment between periods, and even when they're tired, I ask for a little more and they give you probably more than I ask. And so I want them to play to their level, to enjoy the moment. It's special to have Brendan and Kerry with us, to be honest, to be part of their going back to the playoff for the Habs. So I want them to do well. I want them to do well for sure.
Going along with that, it is, it's not the first time this season that there's been some guys down for a conditioning stint, but to have two elite players like Carey Price and Brendan Gallagher, even just for a day of a morning skate and prep for a game and one game tonight, what do you hope your players, particularly your younger prospects, take from their experience with working with them for a day even?
Yeah, well, that's you're right. AHL is about getting guys for conditioning, guys that don't play too much. Now we're getting like two all-star. So we're not just getting a couple of guys, which everybody that plays in the NHL is – getting all my respect because I know how hard it is to play. So don't get me wrong. But now we're talking about elite of the NHL. Mm-hmm. And it just happened that they're coming with us. So the timing couldn't be perfect. We're running on fume here a little bit energy-wise. Been over playing a lot of guys over, you know, demanding a lot. Facing some really good goaltending that's been asking us to dig really deep in game. So to have them is a bit of a breeze of fresh air for our last game. And I think that the guys deserve it. This group deserve it. Their attitude's been outstanding. If there's a group that deserves to live this experience, and, you know, it's going to be for the rest of their life. We want everybody to play in the NHL. That's what we want. The reality is they're not going to play. And you look at a guy like Harvey Pinard today, you know, and when I look at the line combination, he's the best fit with Wheel, with Gallagher. And now he's going to play with his idol. He doesn't wear 11 for, because it's, you know, just a number. He's wearing around there, and he tries to copy his game to him a little bit. And he's got a lot of respect. So for him to play there, and again, I'm not doing this just for the story. It's a great story, but he deserves it. And we'll see. Might change at one point during the game, but it's definitely a great experience for everybody involved.
Thank you, Amy. Merci, coach. Merci Thanks. Beaucoup pour ton temps. Merci à tous les médias d'avoir été avec nous ce matin. Thanks, everyone, for being with us this morning. We'll speak after the game tonight. Bonne journée.